This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Seduced by My English Teacher by Dinsmore. My 11th grade English teacher was a short, full-figured woman of 23 in her first year as a full-fledged teacher. She had a classic hourglass figure, huge tits and a very full but with wider than average hips. She was not the type that I was attracted to. I liked them tall, lean and hard. Interestingly, her waist was tiny. Martha was not beautiful, but she had a sexy, flirting smile that hinted at nasty. I was a straight-A student, and she took an early interest in me and me college pursuits. I never had any thoughts about fucking her. She was a teacher, she wasn't my type, and I certainly never felt that an opportunity would present itself. At the end of the school year, just following my 18th birthday, my folks invited her to spend the weekend at our farm. My dad taught at the same HS and knew her from school. Her apartment lease was up. She was taking a summer job somewhere else and needed a place to stay for a few days. My dad was working on his doctorate and was gone that weekend. He was putting the final touches on his dissertation and was locked in a library at the university a couple of hours away. Martha took over the upstairs guest bedroom, sharing a bathroom with me. It was an odd arrangement. I actually had to go through her room at the top of the stairs to get to the bathroom. My parents slept downstairs. As was the custom, I would give her a tour of the 300-acre farm, to include the barns and other outbuildings. I suggested that we could take a long hike the next morning to see the entire spread, which had numerous creeks and streams and pristine old-growth forests. Having grown up in the city, she had never been in a barn, or visited a working farm. She was very friendly. She told me to call her Martha. She grabbed me more often than needed as she climbed around in the barn. We actually laid down in the hay, face to face, very close, and she asked me increasingly intimate questions about girls, dating, and my sex life. She had that womanly smell that all teen boys find intoxicating. I think we were about to kiss when my mother yelled that dinner was ready. At that point, I felt confident that, before the weekend was over, we were going to fuck. I just wasn't sure where or when. Dad was going to leave very early the next morning. They all had a little too much to drink. Mom and Dad turned in early, I now realize, to do some serious fucking of their own. I also knew that once they were done, they were very sound sleepers. Their bedroom was in a one-story section way at the other end of the rambling old farmhouse, not under the upstairs bedrooms. It was an old, solidly built house and noise didn't really travel. Since the upstairs bedroom was exposed, there was no chance that Mom or Dad would bound up the stairs, out of respect for their house guests' privacy. I had no idea what to expect. Martha and I sat at the dining room table and chatted for another 30 minutes or so before moving upstairs. I didn't drink, and she had imbibed less than my folks obviously had. She went ahead of me, giving me an excellent view of that full ass. She had more than a little wiggle in that ass, and I got a boner. Martha had a little unpacking to do and offered me the bathroom first. I jerked off as my fantasy of nailing this full-figured young woman got the better of me. I came out of the bathroom in boxers, lean and muscular with a healthy tan and the remnants of a hard-on. She checked me out from head to toe and commented on how fit I looked. She took over the bathroom. I went into my bedroom and closed the door but didn't lock it. A while later she lightly tapped on my bedroom door. Without waiting for a response, she invited herself in. She was wearing a thin cotton nightshirt. Amazingly, even without her bra, her huge breasts were standing firm and upright with not a hint of sag. That would change with age. Her ass and pussy were hardly covered by equally flimsy, boy shorts, and I could clearly see her dark muff through the fabric. She turned around and bent over to look at something on my bookshelf, giving me a delightful view of that, again, surprisingly firm posterior. I could just see the wisp of cunt hair as she slightly spread her sturdy young legs. "Are you tired?" she asked. "I'm not, so if you're not, I thought we could finish our discussion from earlier in the barn." Without waiting for a reply, she very casually sat on the edge of my bed and then rolled on her side, replicating the same position we had been in the barn. "You're a really good-looking young man," she observed. "I bet you drive those little high school girls crazy." We could have continued with the flirtation. She could have asked increasingly more suggestive questions, and I could have playfully dodged them. My dick was getting hard, and in my boxers she could and didn't miss it. I guess she thought she was going to seduce me, having no idea that I had been sexually active with a variety of girls and women for some time. I was sizing up her mouth. It was small, but sexy. Did she suck cock? Did she do it well? Could she take my slightly fatter and longer than average one in that sexy little mouth? Was she on the pill? Would she take the high hard one up the butt? Was she just looking to make out with the cute HS kid or get fucked? So many questions needed to be answered. By this time our lips were less than 6 inches apart, and I thought, what the fuck? I reached up, softly caressed her cheek, ran my fingers through her hair and closed the distance. We exchanged a wet, warm, probing kiss. Her hand dropped to my boxers and she began to stroke my cock through the fabric, moaning appreciatively as she confirmed its length, girth, and hardness. Taking the initiative, I raised up off the bed and just took off the boxers, surprising her momentarily with my boldness. She slowly and carefully began stroking my boner. She sat up and removed the nightshirt. I've never been that excited about big-titted women, but hers were inspiring. Following normal male instinct, I buried my face in those massive mammary glands and began licking the cleft and softly stroking her nipples. She responded immediately. Unlike many women, she loved having her tits played with, and having some experience in that department, I had perfected the right touch. She cupped my balls with her hand and, hinting at what might follow, softly rimmed my pucker with her middle finger. My other hand crept down to her pubes and I firmly stroked her hairy little bush through her shorts. As if on cue, she raised that big, beautiful ass of hers off the bed and I skinned the shorts down her legs. At that point in my life, I thought there was nothing as erotic as doing a 69. Later I learned that it's hard for either person to really enjoy the oral exploration of the other when you're both lapping each other's crotch. In any event, I reversed direction, pulled her on top of me in a kneeling position and proceeded to give her surprisingly tiny little pussy my best oral efforts. I'd been eating pussy for a while. I'd eaten several older women, and they had helped perfect my technique. Not only was I damn good at it, I absolutely loved sucking twat. She figured out pretty quickly that I was not a virgin, at least as far as licking her cunt was concerned. With no further prompting, she began to suck the head of my cock into her mouth and continued to probe my anal opening with a well-lubed finger. I stroked her love button with my thumb, lapped her labia and slowly tongue-fucked her little twat while inserting my own well-lubed finger in her brown eye. She not only didn't flinch, she moaned appreciatively. It was no surprise, since I had jacked off only minutes earlier, that she was likely to be the one to get off first. As I quickened my oral pace on her pussy and finger-fucked her butt to the second knuckle, she simply held the head of my cock in her mouth and her finger in my butt, and went along for the ride. As she came, she grabbed the edge of a pillow and shoved it in her mouth to keep from waking the dead or my parents with an over-exuberant reaction to coming. As was my custom, I continued to eat her out, and she came a second time, less forcefully than the first. After the second orgasm, still kneeling over me, she began to suck me off in earnest. She ticked my balls, continued her anal finger assault, and with surprising skill, took my load in her mouth, swallowing much of it but letting some drip out of the side of her mouth. She lovingly slurped up every spilled drop, and then rolled over on her side with a shit-eating, or more accurately, cock-eating grin. Loving the taste of my own jizz in the mouth or on the face of a woman who has just blown me, I softly licked the spillage off her lips and probed her mouth with my tongue. She spoke, almost in a daze.
"I was planning to seduce you. You're such a nice kid at school that I was sure you were a virgin. We'll find out how you fuck, but if the way you eat pussy is any indication, this will be a very satisfying weekend for both of us. You weren't tentative about all of this at all. Hell, you were damn bold. You knew we were going to do this, didn't you, you little faker? You didn't learn to go down on a woman like that with HS girls in the back seat of your dad's LTD, did you? Tell your English teacher all about it." Now, in today's world, much of my sexual history might well land some helpful older woman in legal trouble. Without getting into details, I had a relatively advanced sexual education for an 18-year-old. A woman in her 30s, whose husband was working overseas, had given me a graduate education in eating pussy and controlling my need to shoot my load. She was the best, but not the only one. I gave Martha a brief overview. Without thinking, my hand had dropped back down to her cunt, and I began softly stroking it as we talked. At that age, my dick was hard in no time, as she discovered when she let her hand find its way to my crotch. I wanted to fuck her from behind with a full view of that full ass. She indicated that she actually preferred doggy style, head down but in the air. I fucked her hard, deep and long, longer, I later learned, than she had ever been fucked. Her pussy was surprisingly tight and my cock was fatter than she had experienced, so it was an agonizingly fantastic fuck for both of us. She was not on the pill, but had inserted her diaphragm during her earlier bathroom stop, anticipating that she might need it to block my fertile little swimmers. As I sensed that we were both getting fatigued, I shot my load deep in her pussy. She had already come, so I felt no compunction to keep fucking her, even though her cunt was delightfully tight, hot and wet. I pulled my cock out of her steaming twat and cleaned her pussy softly with my tongue. She rolled over and turned around and cleaned the last remains of her cunt juice from my deflating dick. We fell asleep, awaking twice during the night, once for a straight-on, almost romantic, face-to-face fuck. As dawn approached, another round of oral adventure. As the sun came up, she slipped into the bathroom to remove the diaphragm and returned to her own bed for some much-needed rest. I got up early to see Dad off. Mom had a lot of paperwork to do in her job as a local magistrate. I let Martha sleep until 8 o'clock, awakening her with coffee and breakfast in bed. I kissed her and boldly rubbed my hand over her still naked pussy. "What's on the agenda for today?"
she coyly inquired. "A hike, a tour of the farm, up through the woods and along the two streams that intersect the property. We'll be gone for quite a while and we'll need to pack lunch and drinks," I replied with mock seriousness. "Accompanied by, I hope, further exploration of each other's bodies. I need to ask you a sensitive question," she softly intoned, taking on her own serious attitude. "I've got great hiking shoes, I've hiked in the mountains before, but the problem of, contraception is an issue. I can't hike comfortably with a diaphragm shoved up my cunt, I don't take the pill because of weight gain, and I hate rubbers.
From our chat last night, I sort of guessed that you wouldn't be too grossed out if you had to make do and fuck my exquisite not-so-little ass instead of my pussy?
I thought you'd never ask, I replied. On the other hand, I had every intention of fucking your poop shoot at my earliest convenience.
We both laughed. I slapped her ass and said, eat your breakfast and get ready. The day is wasting away. We climbed to the top of the small mountain that defined our farm. Moving along the creek, we came to a clearing in the forest at which the creek turned sharply and had created a natural swimming hole. It was completely hidden from view and no one could have snuck up on us without making a lot of noise. The opening in the trees made the area sunny but surrounded by deep, dense woodlands. My dad and I had built a little platform to sit on, and I had hauled some spring hay up to mulch around the edges. The platform had a small lean-to at one end in case it rained. I had fucked here before. I had brought lube in my backpack, both KY and petrolatum jelly, which was not my first choice, but the only choice for underwater but fucking, which is what I had in mind. The water was cold, but the air warm. I started to strip and told her to do the same so we could take a swim. She didn't even bat an eyelash. We climbed into the crystal clear water, splashing each other playfully as we quickly graduated to exploring each other's bodies, finally sitting on the edge of the dock, drying off in the warm Sunday. I spoke first.
Martha, in my extensive experience, I've discovered three types of women. Those that won't let you near their dirty hole, those that take it up the ass, but don't enjoy it, and finally, my favorite type, anal ATM freaks who love it in the ass anytime, night or day. You already told me I was going to get a shot at your butt, so which of the latter two are you?
I seriously inquired.
Let me show you, she lasciviously replied. Get on your knees.
And as I complied, she quickly followed suit, rimming my anal crinkle and fucking my dirty hole with her tongue.
Does that answer your question?
She inquired with that same, fuck me smile.
I love it up the ass. No birth control to worry about, the sense of fullness, the feeling of being taken, the taboo nastiness, even the little bit of pain. I get off on it. I can come with a hard dick up my butt and just wish more guys were better at it, or not grossed out by it. Are we going to swim or ass fuck?
Both, I responded. Turn around and present that fine ass of yours. I've some prep work to do. I grabbed my pack.
I've got KY, which I prefer, but also Vaseline, which I don't like as much, but it has one clear advantage: it's virtually waterproof. Have you ever been but fucked underwater?
And with that I took a large glob of the jelly and began pushing it into her rectum. She responded immediately by pushing her hips back and fucking my fingers with her anal canal.
My turn, she said, grabbing a handful of the greasy stuff and coating my dick liberally.
We slid back into the water and moved to the other edge of the small swimming hole where the water was a little less than tit deep. She turned around and rested her arms on the smooth rocks which lined the bank. I fondled her tits from behind and kissed her neck.
Ease that bad boy in my dirty little hole. I haven't done this in far too long, and with your size, it'll take a couple of minutes, she requested.
I interrupted her instructions to go slow by quickly inserting just the head of my bone-hard young cock past her anal ring.
Oh, that's nice. Hold it there for a sec,
she exclaimed as she slowly began to work her butt in small circles, slowly inching my cock into her rectum. After a couple of minutes, she slowly pushed her full ass in my direction, impaling herself on my rock-hard member.
I think I feel the tickly of pubic hair on my ass, so I think I sure hope that's all of it. I'm pretty sure no man has ever been this close to my colon before. Let me do the work for a while. Just stand there and let me fuck your cock,
she quietly intoned. Thank God for the greasy stuff. Lubrication did not become an issue, but the jelly makes ass fucking a little less sensitive than water-soluble lube. But as long as it's either dry not full of shit, there just isn't any such thing as a bad but fuck with a willing, attractive, and anally experienced young woman. We started slowly, and she transferred the lead to me. She diddled her clit and rotated that full ass like a professional. The cold water slowed my response, and as time went on, she showed no signs of wanting me to get it over with. I started to increase my pace, now taking her tender little hole with full strokes. More than once I pulled out of her completely as I attempted to put off the inevitable. She moaned with disappointment when my cock would leave her anal cavity, but cooed like a dove when I shoved it back in. She got nasty.
I'm your anal bitch, fuck that ass and fuck it hard, she ordered.
Her fingers increased their pace on her little twat, and I felt her anal canal contract around my dick as she came, thrusting her body back against me, almost hard enough to knock me over. As I continued to stroke her shitter, she continued to come in a small series of little orgasms.
Bang it, baby. Fuck that ass like you mean it. Make me scream. Fuck that tight little shitter. I want your cum in my ass, deep and long. Make it burn. Make me take your cock in my special hole.
She was almost screaming, and, as she reached down to tickle my balls, I unloaded in her ass with a howl at the completion of a totally nasty, but completely satisfying, but fucked out. I fucked those massive tits a couple of hours later at another stopping point, one out in the open, but a mile away from any potential viewers unless they were looking through spy glasses. I shot cum all over her face, but much of it went directly into her little mouth. The rest of the weekend continued in form. I was young and horny, and she was young, horny, and hadn't gotten any for much of the school year. We fucked in the barn, we fucked in the big creek a few hundred yards from our house, and we fucked in her bed and mine. We snuck out and fucked in the middle of the lawn in the moonlight, doggy style, as I slapped that fine, firm, full but in perfect rhythm with my frenzy thrusts. I fucked her ass up against the fence behind the barn, pulling up my pants and pulling down her skirt over her pantyless ass seconds before my mom walked out to join us. Hoping that dear old mom wouldn't notice the wet spot on my jeans or the cum running down Martha's legs as it slowly seeped from her gaping asshole. Sunday, before she left, as I was helping her pack, both sore from, dare I say it, too much fucking, she expertly jerked me off and I gave her pretty little pussy one last oral expedition. She didn't come back to my high school the following year. I was told she had taken a job closer to home. Since she was in line to teach the honors English class I would be taking, it might have been awkward. I never saw her again. She never tried to contact me, and I really didn't know where she was living. All of which is, in hindsight, for the best. It was just fucking, and by today's standard, might have been illegal fucking. She was 23 and I was 18. She was my English teacher. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.